Getting into this hour's guest interview segment and the monthly update from Superintendent Matt Erickson from Lincoln County School District Number 2. Superintendent, as always, a pleasure to have you in studio today. Thank you.
Thank you, Duke. It's great to be with you.
We were just chatting before we went on air, July 23rd, and just like that, your summer comes and the summer goes, doesn't it?
It's crazy, Duke. Principals return. Their contracts start again next week. That's crazy to me. So we'll have principals in 4 days of training, their first 4 days, and here we are.
Here we are, right? So. Just like that. And so students are back almost a month from today, pretty close to a month from today, right?
Correct. August 26th.
Okay.
Teachers and staff return August 19th.
All right. If we have to, Superintendent, if we have to. We appreciate all the work that happens over the course of the summer. I was reading Dow's report on the recent LCSD 2 board meeting from earlier this month, and Warren Hicks and his maintenance staff, they've been busy all summer long, haven't they?
There's certainly a lot going on, and with about a 40 to 45 day summer break, work days that is, there's certainly a lot to get done. Our custodians do their deep cleaning and they're extremely busy. I was in multiple buildings yesterday, and then as you mentioned, our maintenance department and those that we contract with for summer things, from carpet to paint to getting new swings at Osman to new turf field to electricians, HVAC, you name it, it's going on, and we very much appreciate Mr. Hicks and all that he does and his team.
Of course, the most visual project has been the resurfacing of the track, the new turf field, and the bleachers at Star Valley High School's football field. How's that progress coming along?
It's on schedule. We know that the bleachers have shipped, and I don't want to overpromise, but we're anticipating that the turf will start to be laid within the next 10 days.
A home opener for the season opener this year. That puts a little bit of pressure. You don't get that first road game so that, at home for the Braves. So, what is that, August 30th, I think? That's when you're going to have those in?
Yes, and, Coach Young's eager. He has football camp next week, and as of right now, we don't have any power to the lights, but we're working on it. And so there's a lot of moving parts, and again, we appreciate our staff and whatnot's patience as this all tries to come together in a few short days. So,
and the bleachers will offer quite a bit of expanded seating, correct?
Correct. We're going from light pole to light pole, so, and I believe it's additional two rows up. They'll be much safer, and it was just time. So,
Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCSD number 2 in studio this morning for the monthly report from District 2. I think another big item coming up, of course, in election year, and you have a handful of school board seats up for election this year.
You're exactly right, Duke. So we have 4 seats up for election this fall. I believe the filing period opens August 7th and runs through August 26th. You can contact Mrs. Kleeman at the district office for the proper paperwork or go through the county, whichever you'd prefer. We have Area 1, which is currently held by Len Johnson. Area 3, currently filled by Jed Johnson. Area 4, Dr. Simpson, who's our chair. And then one of the at-larges, Homer Bennett. And we have a great board right now, and they're doing a fine job, and we appreciate them. And anticipate that anybody that has interest, certainly open to file, and we'd love to work with whoever the great citizens of this school district feel should represent them. So
again, August 7th through the 26th, the filing period, and that will be part of the general election this upcoming November. Superintendent, what else is happening this summer in the district?
There's certainly a lot going on, but it's report season. Most of the reports to Wyoming Department of Ed are due by the end of July, so I'd give a shout out to the fine folks that I get to work with at the district office. It's a great team, and from the business office to the SPED department to certainly our grants manager, Cheyenne Wolfley, and then obviously Mrs. Kleeman. They're busily filing reports right now and keeping the state happy, and things are going really well. So, Duke, I'd also I'd like to give a shout out to Anita Harmon this morning. I was blessed to run into her the other day, and and she's the only one that's ever told me that she appreciates me coming on the air and visiting with you each month. And she was full of compliments. And Anita was very influential at the Star Valley High for several years. So what a great lady. And we're blessed to live in a valley where we have a lot of Anita Harmons.
Well said. Couldn't say it better. Loved Mrs. Harmon from my time as a student there. Absolutely. Superintendent Matt Erickson, Superintendent, I'll join with Anita and say thank you for coming in today. Anything we missed?
I believe that covers it.
All right. We'll talk again next month at Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning on the weekday wake up from Lincoln County School District number 2.